You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody enjoyed your weekend. I know that I did. Good morning to you, Randy.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, what's happening, man? Yeah, Charlotte didn't get it up out you this time.
No,
huh?
We're good. We had a good time.
You beat Charlotte this trip.
Well, we'll call it a draw.
Call it a draw. Okay.
I made it out alive.
That's all that matters, man. Glad you're back.
Anytime I go to Charlotte and don't have a horrible time,
right,
we'll call it good.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully everybody had a great weekend. When the weather was cooperative, it was freaking perfect all weekend, man. So hopefully you got out there in the yard like I did some yard work and all that other good stuff, man. But yeah, it was a fun weekend. A lot of blowouts in basketball. Did get to go see Ronald Acuña, and the family went up Friday night to go see Ronald Acuña. Boy, when just the juice that he has,
yeah.
But the restraints they have on him, like he's coming, like he's flying around the bases, and they're like holding him up. Like he was rounding third. Ronald Acuña's going to score, and he was going so fast. And the damn third base coach was like, "Stop!"
Yep, yeah, just pump
and then
the
everybody
brakes.
Was like, "Everybody's like, understand? Like, what's going on?" You know. And I mean, it was just one of the things where they just don't want him to be hurt. You could tell a couple times in the outfield, the ball he's still working his way. Andy misjudged one. He just dropped in front of him. He had to slide for it. But, yeah, it was great to go see him. Then, obviously, as the weekend went along, he homers and does his Ronnie Trot. But, it was good to – really fun to see him.
4-for-9.
Really fun to see him.
6 walks, 6 runs scored in Gwinnett.
Yeah, man.
So, looks pretty sharp.
Yeah, man.
At the old plate.
Yeah.
Now, I understand, you know, you still want to get some more miles under him, I suppose, before you get him up to the big leagues.
Right.
Maybe some more outfield reps, I guess, but you can get outfield reps in the major leagues.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like he's pretty up to speed with the pitching.
Yeah.
So get him up here.
Can we just let him play, damn it?
Yeah, come on.
Come on, man.
I don't need to see anything else.
I'm good.
Now, man. I might be a little, we're probably the wrong people to ask.
Obviously.
You know, we're not medical professionals, nor are we, any of our futures at stake professionally if they make the call too soon. We just want to see Ronald Acuña play baseball. Not just, baseball, because he's been playing baseball for the Stripers. I want to see him play baseball for the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
Now, they went to Boston and played pretty good without him.
Yes, they did.
And what happened on Saturday night, I don't think he could have prevented, because that was a bullpen malfunction.
Oh, my goodness.
But focus on the good, and then we'll get to that part. Take a 2 out of 3 against the Red Sox. Bats came alive.
Mm-hmm.
Scored 10 runs yesterday. Just the second time this year they've scored double-digit runs.
Right.
So we talked about it on Friday. Like, Fenway's a really good place to hit.
And the hitters hit.
Power hitters hit, man.
Marcelo Ozuna was going after that. You remember I told you that restaurant we went to over there with the bland-ass chicken, the bland-ass fried chicken? Yeah, he was going over. He was parking it over there, man. But, yeah, I thought that was the best thing because, a lot of times when you get in that rhythm of hitting, it just like what my man Hugh say, sacks come in bunches, home runs come in bunches. And we need this team and most of these guys to for these bats to wake up. I thought the pitching has been really good, Bart.
Really good.
It's been really good as far as starting pitching because they're going innings. They're not five and out or something like that. They're going six plus. And Chris Sale was outstanding.
Yeah.
He was outstanding up there. And I think that, you know. It's
good to see him go back up there and do that.
And he was gassing him.
Yep.
And I thought that, you know, I saw this morning Spencer Strider has been activated. Mm-hmm. So he will get we'll get an opportunity to see him this series against the Nationals.
Probably tomorrow.
Which is going to be a lot of fun also. And then you're just working your way. Are we comfortably over 500?
No.
Okay.
One game over 500.
I said comfortably.
You got it.
What's comfortably?
I mean, two would be more comfortable.
Two would be more comfortable.
Because if you lose, you're still over 500. You know, right now you lose, you're back to 500. Give me one tomorrow, and then I don't know, what's comfortable? 10 games over 500? Certainly one game over 500 is not comfortably over 500. Right. But, again, it's all about stacking series, and they've been doing that. They've won, six out of the last seven series, and outside of that one terrible trip to Pittsburgh, which still is kind of inexplicable, they've been playing some really good baseball. In that 17-game stretch where they didn't have a day off, they went 10-7, so obviously that's good. And to take two out of three over the weekend against a good Red Sox team, not a great Red Sox team, but a pretty good Red Sox team, at home gets them above 500 with a day off. So I bet if you had told them going into that 17-game stretch that when you come out of it, you're going to be a game above 500 to have a day off, they would have said, all right, great. Yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah.
And then just start playing. You know, if you play 10-7, 17-game stretches the rest of the year, you're going to be really good.
Yeah, man. You're going to be right where
you're going to be comfortably over 500.
You're going to be right where we feel you're supposed to be as we look at the talent on this team. You know, they just have their questions still. And it is, you know, those guys that are coming in after the starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how Alex fixes it. I mean, most of the time it's like, just pitch damn better. But what if you can't, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hopefully they pitch better for a while.
Yeah.
You're probably going to bring some guys from Gwinnett at some point. I know Kimbrel's been doing a good job. Mm-hmm. But that to me has to be one of the main focuses of addition.
Yep.
when they go to the market, whenever that happens this summer. You know, there had been a pretty good stretch with a lot of those guys where the bullpen had been okay. But I think the numbers kind of told maybe one story when in reality they probably, a lot of those guys probably weren't that good.
Yeah.
And maybe were being bolstered by some of the other guys that are, because there's some talented guys out there in that bullpen.
Yeah.
But then there's some guys that probably aren't.
Yeah.
And you saw that certainly come to a head on Saturday night.
I mean, you had it.
Yeah, I mean, you're up 6-2 in the seventh inning. You feel like you're going to have a pretty good shot to win that game. I'll say this. They should let Rafael Devers do whatever he wants because that guy's great. If he doesn't want to play first base, shut up.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, leave him alone.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't bothering nobody.
It's nice to have taken two out of three from the Red Sox and also kind of gotten owned by him.
Yeah.
Because he was, grand slam yesterday, fine, win 10-4. Walk-off home run on Saturday night, damn it. All right, come back and get him on Sunday. Because that guy, good luck, man.
Leave him alone.
Good luck.
Y'all already took his damn job from him as a starting third baseman. And now he's pouting and chilling. Okay, what you want me to do? Just hit all day? I got it.
Yeah, here.
Watch this.
Here's what I'll do.
You sure you don't want me to play third base? Yeah, we're pretty sure about
because
that.
Because since the first base, Bregman's a really good third baseman.
He
made some really nice plays over the weekend. But since the first base stuff happened, he's been on an absolute tear.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm not doing that.
No.
And here's why. Just let me do this.
And I'm not mad at him for it.
No.
Y'all didn't ask me about the transition, the transaction of bringing somebody else in here. So why the hell do I want to go over there in first base? It ain't my fault that guy keeps getting hurt.
Yeah. You know? What am I supposed to do?
It ain't my fault. And I would love, as rough as he was at third base, it might be awful at first. I'm just telling you.
Probably.
Yeah,
he's not a good defensive player.
So, just let that man.
He can hit, though.
Let him hit the ball and go about his business and pay him a whole bunch of money.
You got to see Drake Baldwin in the lineup two out of the three games as well. We talked about that on Friday, just like, how are you going to do it? Because, you know, history and allegiance to vets and all that kind of stuff would tell us he was probably only going to play Sunday. Well, they got him in there on Saturday too, mm-hmm. and on Sunday, mm-hmm. and he got a bunch of hits and a bunch of RBIs, mm-hmm. and he stays hot. So, well done, well done by Snit and the Braves to find to get that right, because it would have been really frustrating after the week that he had to then be like, well, it's platoon. I mean, you're going to just catch Sunday, it's
right?
Like, no, man, let me get out there.
And he's been well. Sean Murphy ain't been no slouch himself.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, I know they said they put him in there because of the matchup with the lefty and all those different things. But yeah, this kid is just continuing to show his value. As far as down the road, I don't think they're going to – I mean, I know we were talking maybe last week about maybe maybe looking into moving Sean Murphy for something. That's not going to happen.
No, they're not going to do
that. They're not going to do that.
And I don't think they should.
And I'm with you right there because, I mean, the kid is hot right now. But eventually the league finds out.
Yeah, he'll cool off.
And he'll cool off and everything like that. And you'll have the guy who's been there longer, you know, as far as starting at your catcher position. But, yeah, I love watching him play. He is just so – he's so patient at the plate, you know, and he waits for the perfect pitch to hit. And he's doing a better job behind the plate also, you know, because we talked about, you know, they were just running on his ass.
They're still running on him.
But at the same time, he's getting his – what is it, pop time. His pop time seems like it's getting better.
I don't know. I mean, I like where your head's at.
I say it's great, Andy.
I like where your head's at.
I think it's great.
I think he's thrown out 3 out of 20 Andy, base stealers.
But remember,
at first
it was like, oh, he only plays with four. He plays with out of 7 games. Out of 7 days, he plays with 3?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good percentage, Andy. I'm just trying to say his pop time is better. I didn't say he's throwing people out. I said his pop time is better.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Now we just got to get the accuracy.
He's popping out of
he's
there.
He's popping out of there.
He's just kind of throwing it wild because he's going so fast.
Sounds good, don't it?
No. It sounds, with all due respect, it sounds untrue.
Yeah, it
sounds like you're making stuff up because you like him. And I like him too.
I do, man.
I like him too. And I like having him in the lineup. And what they do say about him as a young catcher is that they really feel good with him behind the plate calling a game, which is good. Like, that's really, you know, that other, hopefully the arm pop time throwing guys out stuff will come around, hopefully. But you know, if he's hitting and they feel comfortable with him behind the plate, because the thing about, remember Contreras, like, it wasn't so much the pop time, it was that he couldn't catch.
Yes.
I know we only remember the good stuff with guys when they leave and go elsewhere and do well, but Contreras had a pass ball like every game.
It seemed like it did.
Like, he couldn't catch. Now he's gotten better,
right.
Obviously.
Right.
Anyway.
I still won't.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But good to take 2 out of 3 up there against the Red Sox. Day off today after 17 straight. And then you take on the Nationals, who aren't good, and you took care of business against last week, too. Hopefully you can be comfortably over 500 before the end of the week. And like you said, don't know when Acuna's coming back, obviously. Like, the rehab starts have gone well. Looks good. Have they said what their plan is this week with him? Just because... like, they're going on the road to Louisville?
I've not heard or seen anything.
Ronald Acuña traveling to Louisville?
Why not? Keep him playing.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, y'all fly him to Louisville so he don't have to ride on the bus or anything like that. But, yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah,
fly everybody to Louisville.
I'm sure they fly everybody. I don't think it's like the old days where, like, how Michael Jordan had that custom van when he was down there with the Barons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I'm not riding this bus. I tell you what. We all go ride the bus, but here, I'm going to buy us a bus, and we're going to all ride it style. All right.
And then Strider, like we said, probably with Dodd being sent down, they're probably going to bring Strider back tomorrow.
Yeah.
So they haven't made that official yet, but wouldn't be surprised. Have they?
Officially back with the team.
Right.
They have not technically announced him for Tuesday.
So he'll probably start in the game tomorrow, too, which is great. So that's awesome.
Baby.
So you're kind of one – well, almost – the two guys who've been waiting to come back since the beginning of the season, hopefully both will be back soon. And then the third guy that we didn't know we were going to have to wait for him to be back, Profar, will be back in a while too.
Yeah.
But not as important as the other two, obviously. We'll come back and tell you what's trending here to kick off the show on a Monday. Sports Radio 92.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Find the game.
Marcell Ozuna. Kiss that one goodbye. It leaves the building again.
Yeah, I had a big feeling the Big Bear was going to do that one on this at bat.
That is a big fly for the Big Bear. To get Atlanta to double digits. 10-4.
That one might have got out on the Starwood Drive.
430 happy feet.
Nice reference. Yeah, he hit it out of the stadium twice over the weekend. That big Sitco sign in left field, you know, that's on top of the Boston University bookstore.
Right.
So I've spent, they still have a lot of my money probably in that building. And he damn near tried to hit it to that. Like, Marcell Ozuna was treating Fenway Park like it was his own personal launching
pad. Yeah, he was.
So was Matt Olson.
Man, bat practice. It was having bat practice. Like, who can hit it the furthest, man? And, you know, because we were mentioning last week, like, Marcell was on a struggle bus a little bit also.
Yeah, he'd been cold.
And then
been a while since he'd homered.
Yeah, so hopefully this wakes him up out of that. Hopefully it wakes up Matt Olson. But, I mean, yeah, they were you winning series. We talked about getting back to 500, but mainly we were talking about just putting series together, putting series wins together. Now, unfortunately, you couldn't have the sweep, which you should have. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the one thing that we did get were runs. I mean, after old boy hits the grand slam, we're like, uh-oh.
I know. It's like, oh, man. Like, what's going to happen now?
Uh-oh.
And then they just buckled down. And, I mean, obviously they got after the starting pitcher, got him out of there in the fifth. Old Sean Newcomb came into the game.
There he is.
Got after him a little bit, too, which was nice to see.
Did you say, oh?
I said, oh, yeah. Sean Newcomb plays for the Red Sox.
I said, oh. Did not realize that he was there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember
we were talking
that guy?
We were talking about him before the season. Like, remember all the damn big old arm? Remember that Sean Newcomb guy? Where the hell is he at?
Yeah.
Well, there he is. He's in Boston.
He got two extra years, I believe, just because he almost threw a no-hitter one time. Remember that?
Yes,
I do. It was like, well, he's got his stuff. Remember, he almost threw that perfect game. Almost. Didn't even do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he's like around. It's like, I think maybe it's time to give up on Sean Newcomb now. And then they did. What else was there? Oh, yeah. There was the other guy that wasn't even on the team this weekend doing this.
3-2 pitch. In the air, straightaway, center and deep. Back goes Deloach, warning track. Whoa! This is off the batter's eye and gone. A bomb from La Bestia. Ronald Acuna Jr. is back. He does the shuffle around third. High fives, manager Kanakoa Teixeira, completing his first Stripers homer since 2018. This place is rocking right now, thanks to Ronald.
That is a hilarious stat.
Yes. His first home run there.
First homer for the Stripers since 2018.
Yeah, man.
What's he been up to?
Oh, he's been winning MVPs.
Yeah, that's right. They called him up to the next level.
They used the 2018 headshot, too, at the stadium.
Oh, really? Yeah. Young Ronnie.
Yeah, but no, it was great. Like I said, we and the family went up Friday. The electricity that he brings, Andy, every time he touched the ball, like, every time he made contact, we were jumping on our seat. Like, oh, there's – oh, dang, just a pop out. Oh, damn, this ground out. Like, every time, man, you're just so anxious to watch this dude come back. And because he's going to help this team. He's going to elevate the play. Yes. I mean, he's just that special of a talent, and it's infectious and everything. And he was it was so much fun watching him play and watching how careful they are going to be with him as far as him running and all those different things. I mean, he was booking it around the bases. And, I mean, the damn third base coach almost tackled him to make him stop. Because
having a play at the plate, my friend.
Yeah, Ronnie was coming in hot.
The last thing we want is you sliding into home plate and colliding with the catcher.
Yeah, dogs. We're good.
Vituy Acesopo could have maybe taken a couple holding guys at third base lessons over the weekend. Hey, man. Verdugo got thrown out by a country mile on Saturday night.
It's one of them things where he's just like, just don't even go to the bait. Just go walk off.
Yeah. You got me. Because, I mean, we love Ron Washington, but that was way more than Ron Washington.
But were we doing this early in the season? Like, damn, too.
Send him. Yeah, we were.
And then he sends him.
Now he sends him, and now we're telling him not to.
They're getting thrown out at home, and it's not even close. Like, damn, what did you see? No, not yet. Did you misjudge the runner's speed?
I think he must have thought that Duran wasn't going to make the play like that in left field. He picked it pretty clean, but I don't know. Like, he picked it when Verdugo was on third. Like, he could have been. He maybe could have yelled. I don't know. Maybe he could have tackled him like the guy did with Ronald. I will say this. Not that it really matters that much, but or that it's surprising from a Red Sox perspective. We watched the game on Saturday. Because we were up in Charlotte, they had like the MLB package, whatever, so it was the Red Sox broadcast.
Okay.
Those guys hate Alex Verdugo.
Really?
Like he I don't know what did he do? Like they were talking about him like he did something to their families.
Really?
It was crazy. Hmm. It was like he hit a ball on the ground in the infield and he was trying to beat it out at first base, and it was like, oh, Verdugo running hard to first for once.
Wow.
I was like, dang.
Hold on. These are professionals?
Yeah, these are broadcasters, the play-by-play guys for the Red Sox. And then like Verdugo, I don't know, remember he made a play, he made a throw home and was like, yeah, Verdugo missed the cutoff, man, not surprisingly.
Damn,
I was like, dang.
Did he mess with that dude's wife?
I don't know. They really hate Alex Verdugo in the Red Sox play-by-play.
That sounds real personal.
It was wild.
Yeah, that sounds like he might have messed with his daughter or his wife or somebody, man.
And there was just a bunch of little snide comments throughout the weekend about him. I was like, all right, well, glad to have you. Doing a nice job in leadoff.
Is this right? I just saw this on MLB Network. The Braves have the best record in the NL dating back to April 19th.
Cool.
Yeah, there we go.
And it's kind of an arbitrary date.
I know.
But we'll take it.
Damn sure will. I'll take that.
Yeah, sure.
Appreciate you.
First time they scored 10 runs since their first win of the season. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They started out 0-7, and then they got the Marlins at home in that first game, that weird weekend where one of the games got rained out. They just blew up on the Marlins and scored 10 runs and beat them 10-0.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't scored double digits since then. So good to get back at it and get after the Red Sox in a good place to hit. All right. A couple NBA closeouts over the weekend. Unfortunately, not a lot of drama in either.
The Knicks need to continue to remain steady and execute smartly.
Step back left wing three for Brunson. Nails it over Brown.
Bang.
31-point Nick lead. Timeout Joe Mazzulla. And just what you wanted to see.
Coming front court. Stripped by Caruso. Alex in the open court. Brown won't challenge as he wraps on the no-look feed to Shea for the dunk. Thunder 106. The Nuggets 74. Timeout Denver.
What a thing that the Thunder came up with.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah. Just put Caruso on Joker.
Yep.
We know he's going to beat him the hell up, but we're going to annoy the hell out of him also.
And they did. And I think Caruso only gave up one or two buckets when he was guarding him in like 12 different possessions. Like, I never would have thought to put Alex Caruso on Joker. Like, that doesn't seem like a good idea.
He picked him a couple times,
too. Picked him a couple times, just kind of irritated him. He was trying to kind of body him and fight him when he could, but then he'd kind of do like the pull the chair move and just kind of keep him off balance. It was
damn, I want that dude.
It was very creative, I know. And you saw him show up in that series. I know, you know, if you kind of just look at the final score, the Thunder won by a million. First quarter, the Nuggets came out playing good.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guys on Oklahoma City looked pretty shook. Like, the carryover from Game 6 where Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren and a lot of the guys that the Thunder have built this season on did not play good at all in Game 6. And they started like that in Game 7. SGA and Caruso played good in the first quarter. And thank God for Caruso. Like, that dude, I know he's not their fourth most important player.
Want him on
your team.
You
got to have guys like that.
You want him on your team.
To win a championship.
They know their role. Yep. They play hard. He's not afraid
of the
moment.
He's just not scared. Yeah,
and
not scared.
He plays well in big games, man. So, yeah, definitely that right there. And then, you know, the Knicks game, I'm not surprised the Knicks beat the hell out of Boston. I mean, Boston, they play their hearts out. the previous game. Mm-hmm. You know, we know Jason Tatum goes down. They play lights out. Jaylen Brown is, you know, found out he's had a meniscus tear and all these things in his knee. But, yeah, New York was not surprised that they just went and just obliterated them. Not one bit. The damn Garden was crazy.
Yep.
It was crazy. And I know we talk about the fans, but, I mean, they are thirsty. They are a thirsty fan base who just don't get here. They don't get to Eastern Conference Finals that much.
Not in this century.
25 years.
Yeah.
And now they're in a situation.
Not since the 90s.
Now they're going in a situation where they're playing against a team that is clicking. Mm-hmm. Now, we haven't seen them in a while. You know, they did light work of Cleveland, but Indiana's playing. Who's playing better ball? Maybe Minnesota.
Yeah,
playing better ball than them in this playoff.
Yeah. I think Minnesota probably has made quicker work of their first two opponents, but I don't know. I think Minnesota's come up against some easier opponents.
I agree.
I think Indiana having to do what they did against Cleveland was probably more impressive, just because of the injuries that Minnesota faced. But it's a really fun Final Four. Like, you got two of the young faces of the league going up against each other in the Western Conference Finals. And then I was kind of wondering how they were going to position the Knicks and Pacers series. Because, like, for us, it's pretty easy to be like, yeah, it's a rivalry. But that was a long time ago.
What they called them? The Duck and Dutchman?
Yeah.
Rick Smits.
Yeah, like Rick Smits and
the Davis brothers.
Reggie and, yeah.
Yeah, that's
and then
a long
those
time
Knicks.
Ago.
I know, but we remember it.
Yes.
That's what they're doing, though.
Yeah.
On ESPN when they're previewing it.
They're going
like
back
an old Eastern Conference rival.
It was. Yeah, man.
It was. It's just, you know, everyone playing in that series wasn't alive when it happened. It doesn't mean it isn't real.
Yeah,
I was just wondering if that's what they were going to do, like what they were going to lean into. And I was like, oh, cool. They are kind of doing like the Reggie Spike Lee kind of 90s stuff.
Oh, you know they are. And I'm sure that Reggie's going to call a game there. And then him and Spike are going to whatever. But, yeah, I love the Knicks. I like the Knicks team. I couldn't stand the Pacers. Don't ask me why. Maybe it's Indiana. I don't know. Maybe because I like Reggie Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't stand Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
And I love Charles Oakley and him for whatever reason. But, yeah, I mean, if they can have it, like, because you're going to have to find something to sell it, you know, and obviously it's New York City. Come on. But that rivalry was so good back when, like I said, when we were kids watching them play.
I mean, Reggie hitting those threes and hitting Spike with the choke.
I remember sitting there watching this game
as
it's going down. You're like, there's no way. And then when he hit it, and then he run it, and that was a foul, by the way.
Oh, he pushed the guy down.
Was it Derek Harper, I think it was.
Was it Derek Harper?
Was it Starks?
I don't remember, but he pushed him down.
Yeah, he pushed him down.
Yeah.
Gets the ball, dribbles back out, then does that little arm thing, looking over there at Spike. Yeah. Like, come
just
on.
Like he shoved Mike in the chest, two-hand shoved Mike in the chest before he hit that game winner in the East Finals.
Oh, yeah. That's why he was jumping around like that. Oh, my God, they didn't call it.
Jumping around doing 360s.
Yeah, like,
don't
whatever.
Worry.
He pushed the hell out of Mike.
You're going to lose in game 7.
He pushed the hell out of Mike.
Yeah, two-hand shoved him. Can you imagine if somebody did that now? It wouldn't just be a foul. It'd be a
flagrant one.
You'd be kicked out of the game.
It'd be a flagrant one.
Yeah, man. Anyway, I think both those series are going to be really fun. I would be shocked if the West one, barring injuries that you can't foresee, but I'd be shocked if that one doesn't go 7.
Ooh.
Like it did the Timberwolves and the Thunder.
Yeah.
That just feels like such a battle, man. And I don't know. I don't want to overlook what the East teams are doing either because it's impressive to make the East Finals. But it feels like whoever wins the Western Conference Finals wins the championship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. Those are fun teams.
Damn. Ant-Man in New York City? Yes, Lord.
Yeah. We'll come back talk
Put
a little
it
bit
in
more
my
about
veins.
That. Scottie Scheffler won a major again.
Yeah, man. Hey. Just this time last year, Andy. He was in the clink.
Think of all he's overcome.
Nobody knows the trouble. Yeah.
To get work release to go back to the scene of the crime and be allowed to try to rehabilitate yourself.
Yeah, man.
And not only that, but win the tournament. It's a real underdog story.
Yeah, man.
Real rags to riches. All right, we'll come back. Sports Radio 92.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
In the game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Very, very large payday for an NFL quarterback. We'll get to, among other National Football League news. Another thing that you need to know is that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming up. We've had a great time the last couple of years with this. We want you to join us on Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar in Dunwoody as we celebrate Father's Day with you. So go to 929thegame.com, click the contest page, and tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 929 The Game staff. Or if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather or your kid or your coach or someone who's important in your life. Brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 929thegame.com. Your mic's off.
Oh, I'm trying to find a clip. I'm so curious. Who was that Reggie Miller pushed?
Oh.
Because he pushed the hell out of him.
Yeah, he pushed him down.
He pushed his ass down and everything.
Hit a three, pushed him down, stole the inbounds because he pushed him down.
Dribbled back to the corner,
hit a three.
Yes.
And then somehow scored two other points.
Yes.
In 8 seconds?
Yes,
what was it? Scored 8 points in 9 seconds or whatever it was. But there's a lot of famous moments that, you know, we don't need all the details, you know? Just remembering it fun is probably the best part, or it depends on who you talk to. Like, if you talk to Knicks fans, obviously they're going to remember that he pushed someone down. You talk to Jazz fans about Michael Jordan's final shot, they're going to say he pushed off.
He talked to
every story has got the other side of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Michael Jordan one, I'm always going to say that, I mean, his momentum took it. Like, that shove on the butt to is it Byron or Brian?
I don't know.
Okay.
All these years later,
we still don't know.
I think
Byron
we call him Byron because he spelled it with a Y, but I do think it's Brian.
Okay.
I think it's Brian Russell.
All right. I'm looking down. There is Josh Starks going to get the ball.
Okay.
And he pushes Josh Starks.
Oh, he pushed John down. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a foul.
Cheater.
Offensive foul. Just like when he hit his famous shot in, I think it was game six against the Bulls in the East Finals, right? He two-hand shoved Michael Jordan in the chest and then caught the ball, hit the three, and then did his little spinny thing celebration.
Right.
Yeah, man, look, you know. Every moment has the somebody cheating.
Yeah, I mean, no, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Not exactly.
Yeah, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Yeah, it just depends on who you ask. When stuff like this happens where you've got the Thunder in the Western Conference Finals and you have a graphic on TV last night that says of the four teams remaining, only two of them have won championships and neither have won a championship since the 70s. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, the Knicks won in 1973.
They
Everybody
did.
Knows that.
They did.
I don't recall the Thunder winning a championship in 1979.
Well, technically, there's
I don't recall them being a franchise in 1979.
Well, technically,
so
they are.
While a lot of people are probably enjoying this Thunder run,
yes.
Then there's that flip side of it where there's this little fan base that
I have a question.
Hates every second of it.
I have a question about that. Okay, because they are, they do have the Seattle Supersonics' history, right? Mm-hmm. And they did win the title with Coach Lenny Wilkins in 79.
Right.
Is that banner up in theirs?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
No.
I was just curious.
Nope.
Okay.
So they don't even do that.
They don't even put the banner. So the banner's not. It's Chesapeake Bay or something. Chesapeake.
Some garbage
like
arena.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
So
looks
so,
terrible. I know Trey said on Twitter that it's louder than New York, which.
Yeah.
Solid troll job. Easy for fans to clap back.
Though. Yes.
Like, you're on vacation.
You're on vacation.
You know?
In OKC.
Does it sound louder on your TV?
Yeah. You're
because that's
you're
how you're watching it, too.
In Oklahoma
yeah.
City.
It was funny. I always am down for Trey trolling Knicks fans. That's right. Pretty funny. But it was a little bit like, you're not playing either.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, they don't have the banner up in there. So they don't even claim it, so no one else should.
Okay. That's all I was yeah. curious about. But we were talking, because we were coming in, and I did ask you, I said, when they let Seattle get a basketball team back, which they are. They'll be the Sonics.
They'll be the Sonics.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, they'll be the Sonics.
Okay.
And I think there was an agreement, and I don't know how long it lasts or whatever, but I think there was an agreement that when they do get their team back, and again, it's not their team back. Getting their team back would be the Thunder moving back to Seattle.
Right.
That would be great.
Right.
It's going to be an expansion team that they name the Sonics.
Uh-huh.
So it's not exactly going to be the same thing.
So it's like the Cleveland Browns.
Exactly. It'll be like the Cleveland Browns, except for that took how long? 2 years? How long did Cleveland not have football? Your mic's off again.
When was I keep hitting that wrong button?
But he turned his mic off. Playing a trick on him.
It's oh my god! When did because Tim Couch was 99 draft?
Yeah, that was the first one back, right?
Yeah. So yeah,
and
so
they moved in like 96. So they
somewhere in
that
area right there.
Okay, which sucks. Because it should have never happened.
Ray Lewis was 96.
Right, he should have been
first
a
draft pick. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Now we're going on 20 years.
Hell yeah, they were like okay. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like those type franchise, those type fan base. We talk. Make fun of Cleveland all the time, but that fan base got that football team back. You know, just like you know, commissions. Like I understand. You know, like there's no way that the NFL can get around not having the Browns in Cleveland. I figure out a way to give them this football team and allow that tradition and everything to be a part of it. It's the same way with the Sonics.
I don't
it's
know.
The same way the Sonics
I guess.
Are. I mean, they are one of the.
You would think it would have happened by now.
Yeah,
if
mean,
it was.
Who, how many teams? How many expansion teams have it been?
None. There haven't been any since.
There haven't been since. Yeah. Since
and no one's relocated
well.
Either.
Right.
So no one's moved. This is the last team that's moved.
Yes, and so you're in there, man. I know they're going to have a meeting somewhere. I'm thinking because I was trying to think what would they do because it kind of seems like people are thinking that Vegas is going to get a team.
Mm-hmm.
So would they do two West Coast teams?
I think so. And then you probably
Minnesota,
move Memphis and
Minnesota.
Somebody else to the east.
Memphis and Minnesota to the east, probably?
Yeah, or maybe New Orleans,
okay.
Right? Because New Orleans is a Western Conference
right.
team
that's
somehow.
Right.
So maybe you put them in the east and split it up like that. I don't know. Like, here's my only thing about that is we already talk about how the 82-game regular season is pretty much
a
different thing than the playoffs.
Right.
Like, it's a different sport almost. Mm-hmm. We really need two more full rosters of that. You know what I mean? Like the nightly NBA product is already kind of like, all right, we're cool. Like in February, you really want to throw 30 more guys out there that, you know,
is that your thought process when you're talking about getting the Sonics back?
No, like, look, I mean, get a team back in Seattle.
Right.
I'm just from a bigger picture perspective, like, does the NBA really need two more teams right now,
no.
given what the 82-game
no.
product already is?
No.
Like, it doesn't get good until now.
Right.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't get good until you get to the eight teams that are actually legitimate. And honestly, even in this playoffs, when you had eight, only one of those series was good. And even that series ended with a 40-point blowout
yeah,
in Game
man.
7. So it's like, you know, as much as we love the NBA, mm-hmm. and I do, and I'll regular season, playoffs, all this, I'm very much looking forward to these final four because these are the good young teams.
Yeah,
like,
man.
This is what the NBA is.
Yes.
I realize so much of the narrative and focus, and understandably, there's been some really good stories this year in the last couple of years with older players. There was really no chance that any of that was going to work. What works in the NBA is 26-year-old to 30-year-old superstars winning mm-hmm. championships.
Yeah, man.
And that's what these teams are all built on that still remain.
Oh, and you think about, what did you say, seven years that no repeat title and all those things?
Yeah.
I love that. I love the fact that everybody's getting an opportunity. And one of the biggest reasons is because the great players of this generation are all old. Durr. You know, we talk about LeBron and Steph and these guys that dominated the finals and everything like that. So, yeah, this new blood, and I love it. And because, I mean, it's already going to be – the narrative is already out there about whoever wins the Western Conference Finals is going to be the new face of the franchise. When you talk about the two young Bucks and Ant-Man and Shea, but I'm just like – they got to win a title, don't they? I mean, when you think that, okay, this is going to be the best matchup right now. You got those two, and the two dudes don't like each other. That's why I like. They don't mess with each other like that. So you mean to tell me that if Ant-Man wins, but he loses to the Knicks, he's automatically the face?
No.
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 I don't think so.
No.
Right?
I mean, and
okay.
I don't know. I mean, it's one of those complicated things of, like, who decides who the face is and when.
Yeah, I don't.
What are the qualifications? Like, I don't really know.
Because
LeBron was the face of the NBA,
and we never
he
talked about it, right?
Right?
It just was, right? Yeah. You just viewed him as the guy.
Yeah. Then when he went to Miami and won one, then I guess it was fully whatever validated or whatever you want to call it. But like, LeBron came in 2003, and I know Kobe. I don't know. It was a weird stretch of like post Jordan. NBA didn't want to lean into Iverson and some of those guys as the face.
Yeah.
Obviously, Kobe, they didn't want to lean into as the face because of what had gone on with him.
Right.
And then LeBron comes along and clearly was and, you know, won a ton of games and was amazing but hadn't had a championship yet. But again, like, I don't remember ever sitting around with my buddies because I didn't have a sports radio show at the time. But I don't remember sitting around with my buddies and be like, who's the face of the NBA?
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, it was always usually the best player a lot of times, right?
Or who cares?
Or who cares? Like,
you know
what I'm saying? Like,
you know, because that's
like,
really what everyone's like making it. This is what's at stake,
Ant-Man's
the new
like,
face.
Ant-Man's like, I don't want to be.
Okay.
Well, okay.
You don't get to choose that. That's not
really
up to you.
Exactly.
Like, you don't get to choose whether or not to be.
I don't want to be the face of the franchise,
If the Minnesota Timberwolves win the NBA championship
this year. You are
going
to be that dude.
Then he becomes the guy that everyone associates most with the NBA.
Yeah.
I also feel like that's kind of what we're on the precipice of right now, too. Like, because I do think it's either going to be the Thunder or the T-Wolves.
Right.
I think they're the two best remaining teams. Because of the way this era has transitioned so slowly, because LeBron and Steph and KD and so many of these older guys are still good, but not like championship good, really.
Right.
That it's taken a little bit longer to get here with some of these guys, even though none of them have won it yet either. And I guess the last couple championships have been won by foreign guys. I guess for whatever reason, the NBA is like, we want a new face of the league, but it can't be him, or him.
Well, this guy's been the best guy in the league for
5 years.
Yes, right.
Yeah, but he's kind of chubby and Serbian, so
we
can't be.
We can't let him be the guy.
All right, seems like he might be the – anyway, that kind of feels like what we are on the – watching right now with these two guys because – they are two of the five best players in the world.
Yes.
Ant-Man's back to the conference finals again.
Yes.
Incredibly young to be doing this. And they made that trade and to be able to get back there. The Knicks, too, making that trade and getting to the conference finals.
Yeah.
It feels like the Ant-Man, Shea Gilgis, who else do you throw in that category? It feels like that era, it's already started.
Yeah.
But this feels like this is really like everyone being like, all right, this is their
league.
Let's
go
now.
Because those guys, when you talked about, I mean, you look at that last run, we talked about, I mean, some of the funnest basketball was this summer in the Olympics and those three guys and win the gold medal and things like that. Like, they're transitioning out of that right now. They're trying to transition out of that. And these guys just won't go nowhere. Like, because KD's about to go somewhere, he's going to be just as good. But he's not going to be the guy he once was. We understand it. We understand what they're doing out in L.A. That's Luka's team. It's not LeBron's team anymore. But yet,
right, Luka. He's a part of that group with SGA and Ant-Man.
And so that's the fun thing about it. And like we just previously said, 7 years of no repeat. 7 years of no dynasty.
Yeah, and it feels like that's where
continue.
We're going. Yeah,
yes.
Just because of as now we're a couple off seasons, a couple cycles into this new collective bargaining agreement. And you're getting a better idea of what it does to the landscape. Nobody really knew what it was going to do when it started because we hadn't seen it yet. And it was complicated.
Right.
I'll be honest.
All
like,
the aprons.
Yeah.
And everything.
I read about it. It's like, I guess I don't really know what that means. Just on the surface, it was like, that kind of seems bad for the players a little bit. Like, it seems like it's going to be hard for the best players to get all of the money that they want and be on good teams. But I don't know. We'll see. No, that definitely seems like what it is.
Yeah.
Like, guys are still going to get max contracts, but you're not going to be able to have two and three max guys on the same team at the same time like you had in the previous era.
Correct.
Like, you're going to have to strike while the iron's hot, maybe even win one
on a rookie deal
a little early, almost like the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like if you can win a championship with a rookie, which is almost impossible in the NBA because these guys don't fully mature until 25, 26.
But this is what they're talking about with the San Antonio thing.
Right.
because of Wimby being who he is on his rookie deal and everything. That's why you're seeing names like Giannis or somebody going there because he's affordable right now. Because this is his third year coming, right? He won't be pretty soon.
Yeah.
He will be an All-NBA max level player.
It's interesting because like I would get why the NBA would think to themselves, okay, how can we structure ourselves financially to be more similar to the NFL to produce more parity? I get it because the NFL is the most popular sport in the country.
Okay.
But I don't think that's why the NFL is the most popular sport in the country. I think parity has something to do with it.
Okay.
I think it's football.
Yeah.
People just really like football.
Well, that boils down to it. Yeah, exactly what it is.
They try to overcomplicate it with it's like, what can baseball do to be more? No, because it can't because it's not football. Right. People aren't watching the NFL in the hundreds of millions of eyeballs because of the fact that the salary cap has a hard limit.
Mm-hmm. They hate that part.
They're doing it because they watch it because football's awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fun.
Yeah. It's why college football is the second most popular league in America.
Right.
Televised high school football. It'll probably be like the fourth most popular league.
They do.
You know what I mean?
Some places they do, man.
It's like, NBA's like, I know what we'll do. We'll just encourage parity and make it so it's more like a quarterback than it is a big three. Well, okay, maybe. That might make more parity, but it's still not football.
No. Football is football.
Football's football. That's why people like football.
Football.
So you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about football.
Yeah!
Because people like football, and we like it too, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.